Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Learn Something New, Learn to Code. As human beings, it is in our nature to thrive when we feel like we are making progress. When we are seeking and discovering better versions of ourselves. This is why we feel good, after an achievement such as graduating from college, or receiving a raise at work. At the center of all the feel-good emotions is achievement. When we achieve something, suddenly all those hours of work put into the effort of the activity are now worth it. It therefore comes to reason that, the bigger the challenge, the greater the emotional high of achievement. One of the best ways to improve our self-esteem is to start something new and seeing it through. I would like to recommend that you take up a challenge. That I can guarantee will be fulfilling and rewarding, if you stick with it. I suggest that you pick up coding. Now, considering that there are far fewer people in the world who can code relative to those who cannot, chances are you think of coding as something not within your realm of possibilities. Even if you can code already, there is so much new ground to be covered to the extent that you cannot do it all in one lifetime. So learn some more. You should not worry too much about how you are going to do it. And which master or guru must you find, to sit at their feet and receive divine wisdom of code mastery? The most important thing is to just start. In the blog post Lifelong Learning Online, I delve into how you can effectively use the internet to drive your own personal learning. There are numerous resources out there for you to utilize. If you are wondering what benefits there are to learning how to code, there are so many, some of which I outlined and discussed in the blog post titled, 5 Reasons You Could Benefit from Learning How to Code. It's not that hard, really. Most people are interested in coding but keep their distance because they imagine it is hard. They are right, but also not right. Why? Because they are making this analysis from a distance. Everything that is unfamiliar, compounded by being observed from a distance, is bound to seem complicated, if not seemingly outright impossible. Take myself for instance. I would like to learn Swahili someday. The language has great appeal for me. Now, a little bit of introspection shows why I haven't learned a single sentence in Swahili, even though I've had this interest for a while. Continuing with this introspective line of reasoning, it is self-evident that I have done nothing to start realizing my desire. I haven't bought books to help me learn, or language lessons in audio format. I haven't even asked some of my Swahili-speaking friends to help me out. As you can see, my commitment game in learning the language is rather weak. Learning to code is like learning Swahili in my case. Learning to code is in fact learning a new language. It is the language you use to give instructions to a machine, so that it can do your bidding. Trust me, it's a great feeling when you can successfully get a machine to do as you please. Like any language, programming has its rules, what are known as syntax and semantics. Once you figure these rules out, it's smoother sailing from there. And again, like all languages, you get better at it the more you use it. You should note that there are different computer programming languages out there, and you cannot possibly know them all, but you get to choose from the lot, depending on your interests and circumstances. Almost all the tools you need are free. You are naturally wondering how much learning to code will cost you. Almost nothing, assuming you already have a computer and internet access. Well, not quite. It will cost you a lot of time. Time well spent, if you ask me. The internet is a wonderful thing, especially if you want to code. With a few exceptions, all the tools you need to get started and even take it to the next level are available for free online. Yes, that's right, free as in free beer, as some say. Furthermore, there are numerous online tutorials and videos to help you along. The software development community is strange in that way, that they give away valuable resources free of charge, including lessons and tutorials. There is even lots of free software, which, even if you got the software for free, you have no obligation to also give away the product you produced using that software for free. In other words, you are free to sell your product derived from the free works of others. There are of course conditions dictating how you distribute the resulting works. This concept is known as open source software, and you can read about it in the blog post titled, What You Need to Know About Open Source Software. You must get your hands dirty. Coding is a highly practical affair. Imagine taking cooking classes just by listening to a lecturer. Obviously, that approach is a guarantee that students from that class will not be dazzling us with taste bud tingling cooking sensations anytime soon, and most likely never. If you are to become proficient at coding, you have to get in there. You must get your hands dirty. You have to spend some time looking at lines of code and cross-referencing online documentation. Getting your hands dirty means making mistakes. Mistakes are good for your learning efforts, because you learn and grow as you fix them. One approach I always recommend is to assign yourself a project. For example, when I started to code, I needed to develop a website for my business, and I could not afford to pay someone to do it for me. So I started with what now appears, now that I look back, like an ugly website compared to what I am capable of today. I am not in a position to teach you, but I'd love to guide you. It is not easy to get started when you have no idea what to do, how to do it, and having all the questions in your head, with no one to help you out. I don't believe you can really teach anyone to code though. Coding is a self-propelled journey of exploration and discovery. Consequently, I cannot offer to teach you, but I can guide you. If you contact me for some guidance, I will take the time to point you in the right direction. Passion and dedication are everything. Your ability to learn to code is predicated upon your level of focus and dedication. I suppose it goes without saying, like with everything else in life, you must really want to learn and stay with it for the long haul. That is why I recommend assigning yourself an actual project. A personal project could even be your own personal website. It just has to be something that makes it all real and practical for you. It will give you direction and focus. If you are up to it, coding is a highly rewarding activity, and you will surprise yourself with what you can achieve along the way, if you stick with it. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please, subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.